As the walls go up and the windows get framed, Isaacson sits in his mechanized wheelchair, surveying the progress around him. He's one of 32 wounded veterans to get a free house from the Boston-based Homes for Troops project. He was paralyzed during a helicopter crash in southern Afghanistan. Like all other homes the project builds, this one will have an elevator so Isaacson can get into his basement, where for the present he plans to set up a room to practice his bow hunting.
I like to shoot bow a lot, so it's long enough I can shoot down there. And it's going to be a temporary archery range until I finish it.
Sun Prairie High School students and local National Guard soldiers are helping the three-day house framing brigade. And so is Larry Clark, member of the Milwaukee chapter of the Patriot Guard Riders.
I'm actually a veteran. I'm a son of a veteran, a brother of a veteran, brother-in-law of a veteran, father of an active duty Marine. We don't do enough for the guys coming back with broken bodies. This was a good opportunity to do something to try and help someone.
Homes for Troops organizers say there are hundreds of wounded veterans eligible for the homes they're building. 25 houses are going up in different parts of the country right now, and there are 50 vets on the waiting list. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.